Nancy, thank you for talking with me. Tell me a little bit about your inspiration for these paintings.
The paintings that are in the garden were inspired because we have always heard stories that my grandfather had four paintings on the ceiling in the bamboo room at the tea garden that were of the four seasons. We don't have any photographs of those paintings, but my mother has always remembered that they were paintings of the four seasons. So then the city commissioned me to do paintings in honor of my grandfather. So the winter painting is of the persimmon tree, which I like because during the winter the persimmons are still hanging on the tree. It's a beautiful fruit, but most of the leaves are gone. So winter, spring is the peony, which was my mom's favorite flower. Fall was a ginkgo tree, which is just a gorgeous tree in fall, and one of my mom and dad's favorite trees. And then the summer is water lilies. So I tried to do sort of my version of the four seasons in honor of my grandfather.
I can imagine that would be a lot of pressure to try to, you know, not replicate or but recreate, really.
Right. It was difficult. First, I wanted to do some botanicals of plants that were indigenous to Texas, but because Texas doesn't have those extreme seasons, it became a little bit more difficult to find something, say, for winter that would be different than spring or summer. So then eventually I went with more of my mom and dad's favorite trees and flowers, and it worked out pretty well. Because we had nothing to show to see that was my grandfather's, it actually was slightly easier because I had no reference to what he actually did and no comparison, except the four seasons.
You could kind of use your creative palette to...
Right. Yeah, it definitely is my own interpretation. I assume that my grandfather was slightly more traditional a painter, but even at that point, I'm not sure.
He would be proud.
I hope so. I hope he would be proud. My mother was very happy. My father was very happy with what I finished doing. And I think to have them in the garden is just such an honor for our whole family.
And, you know, talk about the, you know, legacy that is left behind, not only with, you know, your mother, but, you know, now, I mean, it really is a family legacy.
Right. In 2009, we had a large group of our family come, and it went from children to grandchildren. My mom was here, my dad was here. So, you know, the original Jingu family was represented, and then three or four generations later, with each generation of our family that comes out, they're amazed. They've heard stories, but they never imagined that it was this beautiful. So it's really nice that that each generation in our family keeps coming back. And we really consider San Antonio home.
What do you want to let San Antonio know? What do you want San Antonio to remember about your story and to continue on as we go forward?
That my grandfather was really invested in San Antonio. My grandfather and my grandmother, and consequently all the children, my mother and her sisters and brothers, were very invested in San Antonio and really consider San Antonio their home. You know, all of my aunts and uncles were actually born in San Antonio. I have a couple of cousins who were also born here. So we have roots, and we love San Antonio.
And you come back here all the time.
We would like to come back here at least once a year, you know, and see how things have developed. You know, the house and the gardens just keep looking better and better, and we owe a debt of gratitude to all of the people who have helped bring this garden back.
I appreciate you talking with me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.